it sound like it wasn't the wind, but a sound came from heaven. They could hear it. It sound like a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house. And it filled all the house. I mean, the house was filled with this sound. The house was filled with this presence. The house was filled with God's presence. Now notice the next thing it said, filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them what? Cloven tongues like as a fire. It moved them like fire would move you. And you ever get it around fire and you get pretty wild when fire start burning. You'll get in the fire when you get pretty wild. It moved them. Said, there appeared unto them cloven tongue like as a fire. And it set upon 12 of them. No. Do you see that? Set upon how many? Each. And that means if it was 20 in there, that's each. If it was 30 in there, that's what? Each. And the Bible says it was 120. So it's set upon what? Each of them. It's this present, the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus promised he was sending. And on the day of Pentecost, he came. And he set upon each of them. Let's see what happened when he set upon each of them. He set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to do what? Speak with other tongues. And the Spirit gave them utterance. Look at the Amplified, verse 3. And there appeared to them tongue resembling fire, which was separated and distributed, and which settled on each one of them. That brings out just a little clear. Each one of them, not just certain few in the group, each one of them. And they were all filled, diffused throughout their soul. This, it just spread it throughout. Spread it through their being. Spread it through that congregation, that 120. Diffused through them. Hallelujah. They were diffused throughout their soul with the Holy Spirit. And began to speak. Now here's what some people receiving the Holy Spirit, they have a problem because they think the Holy Spirit is going to do the speaking. No. If you look at that close, they did the speaking. Because the other people, now listen to me, and we'll read that further later on. The other people that were at Pentecost heard them. It wasn't the Holy Ghost speaking. They heard them speak. That's what the scripture said. They heard them speaking in language that they knew, different language. So this is what he said. Throughout this, diffused throughout their souls with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other different foreign language tongues. What kind? Different foreign language tongues. As the Spirit kept giving them clear and loud expression in each tongue in appropriate words. You just have to speak them. You come out of your spirit when you get filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And this happened on the day of Pentecost. And I'm going to read further. In this particular chapter, because I want it to be clear in your heart and mind. Clear in your heart and your mind what happened. Now notice that that were different people from different places, nations, that was dwelling there had come to Pentecost. So I'm going to pick up at verse 14. But Peter standing up with the 11. Now listen what he had said. Peter standing up with the 11. Lift up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be it known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunk, you suppose. They thought they had gotten some new wine and gotten drunk. And they were just out of control. He said, they are not drunk, you suppose. Now, he never said they wasn't drunk. He just said, they are not drunk on what you think they are drunk on. Seeing it but the third hour of the day. I watched the prophet Joel had prophesied this. Now look what Peter said. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. How much? All flesh. I don't care whether you light flesh, it's not so light flesh, dark flesh, in between. If you're a human being, you receive Jesus. God said, this spirit is for you. I'm sending you, Jesus said, another comforter. I'm sending you a friend. He will dwell with you how long? Forever. So he said, it shall come to pass in the last day, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Old men shall dream dreams. And on my servant, on my handmaid, I will pour out in those days of my spirit. And they shall prophesy. And I will show. And I will show. And I will show. What will you show, Jesus? Wonders in heaven above. What else? Signs in the earth beneath. What kind of sign? Blood, fire, vapors of smoke. And you say, what is all this? That's when the power of God, the presence of God, come in like a cloud. You see in the realm of the spirit, you can see it. What is it for? Now notice, he said, the sun shall be turned into dark and the moon into blood before the great and noble day of the Lord come. It shall come to pass. What is it for? It shall come to pass that whosoever, what were these signs for? So it come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. When the presence of God, when God's presence is known,